Our guest today in the KPLU Performance Studio is blues singer and harmonica player Kim Wilson. Kim is perhaps best known to the world at large for his many, many years as the leader of the band The Fabulous Thunderbirds, but right now he's touring with his other band, the Kim Wilson Blues All-Stars. He's got two of those All-Stars in the studio with him now, guitarist Kirk Fletcher and pianist Barrel House Chuck. Gentlemen, you want to start your engines and start us off with a song, Kim?
All right, let's go to A, huh? Here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Just a bad boy, long, long way from home. I'm just a bad boy, long, long way from home. I ain't got nobody, got no place to go. I'm just a bad boy town alone. I'm just a bad boy in your town alone. I ain't got nobody I can't call my own. Look out, Bill. Travel, have you by my side? Next time I travel, have you by my side? Then I won't have to worry, everything will be all right.
Kim Wilson and at least half of the Blues All-Stars on 88.5 KPLU. It's a live Blue Plate special today. And Kim, a lot of times in interviews, all the time is spent talking about your harmonica playing for good reason. You're acknowledged as one of the greatest blues harp players in the world today. My favorite.
Thank you.
I want to talk about your singing. You have, in my mind, one of the most distinctive voices in the blues. When you start singing, that's nobody but Kim Wilson. And I know that didn't come out of thin air. Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of how you developed your singing voice?
Well, it's, I think once you figure out that you can't be anyone else but yourself, and when you attempt to emulate some of these great singers that you love to listen to over and over again as a kid, and still today, I mean, I've always got it around me, you know, Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, all the greats, you know, Sonny Boy. You can only be yourself. You have all these people floating around in your memory banks, and I think if you just spit it out and not think about where it came from, not think about, you know, just make it all instinct. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of trial and error. I mean, the object of playing music to me is to try to not do anything corny. And as a white kid from the suburbs, it's hard to come from that background and not have a little corn in you. You know, so that's the whole object. Everything that's cool, you want to do. That's the only way I can explain it. I mean, I think that you start thinking about things like phrasing, of course, and you know, some singers, it's all about like, I have great pipes, but I think that, and there are some great pipes out there, but I think the phrasing and the tonal quality and once again, just like when you're playing your instrument, it's really what not to do that counts more than, you know, being all over it all the time. I think it's very important.
Well, I hope that sometime in the course of our studio session today, you guys are in the mood to do a slow blues, because I think that's where that point is really made. When you get into a slow blues, everybody's believing it with you.
Blues is something that's not all bad stuff, obviously, but all the experiences. The beautiful thing about music in general is that you're supposed to evoke any type of emotion out of people, not just the blue one, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what hits home to me more than anything, because when I first started listening to this stuff, you know, when you listen to, let's say, Muddy Waters doing I Just Want to Make Love to You, Little Walter over there at Universal Studios in Chicago, that just, I think about it right now and I get chills. You know, that's how that kind of stuff affects me. And that's how it, I think one problem with society today is that they don't want to make the emotional investment in music. They don't want it to be heavy. They don't want it to, like, bring something out of them that might, you know, they might show their ass or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's something that you got to let go of, because there's nothing greater than getting in touch with that, all that stuff that music brings you.
Well, while the chills are upon you, why don't you give us another song?
I tell you what, let's do That's All Right by Jimmy Rogers. Here we go. One, E, two. Once upon a time, you said it might be yours, little girl, you'd be mine, but that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. Every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. You told me, baby, your love for me was strong. I woke up one morning, all that big world was gone, but that's all right. I know you're in love with another man, but that's all right. Every now and then
what's gone wrong with you? You don't treat me nothing, darling, halfway like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you're in love with another man, but that's all right. Every now and then I wonder, hey, who's loving you tonight.
And that was indeed All Right. It's a live Blue Plate special on KPLU with blues singer and harmonica player Kim Wilson, Kirk Fletcher on guitar, Barrelhouse Chuck on piano. When you perform with the Kim Wilson Blues All-Stars, you do pretty much what you're doing here. The songs are fairly concise, but a couple of times during the show, you always you do a couple of like harmonica show pieces. Mm-hmm. It made me remember something you said in an interview. God, it must have been almost 10 years ago. But you related some anecdote. I don't know if you remember it or not, but you equated playing harmonica with driving a hot car. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can you relate that?
Yeah, well,
I mean, does it still hold water?
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a couple different ways you can think of it, obviously. You know, everybody knows you're driving a hot car down the street. You know, you're cruising, right? You might be going under the speed limit. And that engine is kind of, you know what I mean? Everybody wants you to punch it. But you don't punch it until you're ready to. They're anticipating you punching it. But you don't punch it when they want you to punch it. You punch it. And you keep that anticipation going. Then you go, and then you just stop, and you're cruising again, see? And then everybody's waiting for you to punch it again. That's what creates the excitement. But you got to have a hot car to drive first, you know what I mean? You can't go out there with a 65 Beetle, you know what I mean, and expect to attract that kind of, even though they're nice cars, but you got to, you know, they got to know you have something under the hood there, and the little rumble, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can compare it to things like boxing, too. I mean, boxing is like, you're always going for the body, you know, you go to the body, you wear them down, and you bring the Then you bring the hands down, and that's when you go for the headshot. That's how you do it. You know, it's really a violent thing, music. You know, it's like, you know, it's really kind of smacking people all the time. And sometimes it's a love pat. Sometimes it's like, hey, boom, you know. And that's a crazy way to, that's a crazy analogy, but it's really true. It's a violent form of art, you know. It's not like sitting there with a paintbrush, you know. Although some people don't just sit there with a paintbrush. They're splashing that stuff on the canvas, you know what I mean, in a violent fashion. And, you know, beauty can be violent. It can be sweet and violent at the same time.
Well, I would say that you've developed a pretty velvet hammer. I mean, I love getting smacked around by you, buddy.
Well, you know, that's more information than we need.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
But you know, we, yeah, I mean, however, that's how I equate it. You know, people are going to talk about it differently than I do. But it's always been that way for me. I mean, that's how things hit me, like I say, when I can go back to the same Muddy Waters song with little Walter coming in with that first octave thing that he's doing, man, and it's like, wham! I mean, it's like, it hits you like a ton of bricks, and then, you know, everything just gets released from you, you know? Everything just gets, it's like, it's a beautiful feeling to have, to listen to great music like that, and just let go, and just let it take you over. You know, people like Muddy Waters. People like Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers and Eddie Taylor and those guys, it was wonderful to see that they were just like I hoped they were going to be. Very, very generous people, you know, big kids, you know, liking to pull the practical joke. But people that will tell you the same story three or four times just so you retain it. And They've been all like that to me. I don't know. I can never repay it.
Well, you do it every night when you get up on stage, and I got to tell you, it's been an extreme pleasure to have you in the studio here. Your music has been a part of my adult life, if that's not putting too fine a point on my life. And so I want to thank you all, Chuck, Kirk, Kim. Thank you very much for being here. We got time for another song.
All right.
Let's go fast one, a slow one, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's do a fast one. Here we go.